One example, I think, that the court felt did not welcome in the advisory opinion category was when this legislature, faced with the Headley problems, which were quite severe for the legislature, sent a demand, I'll call it a demand, to the court for a certain kind of opinion on the Headley problem, and it said, we have a appropriation bill here, and it gave the number of it. It was a general government bill. It had the court's budget in it, and it said, we will deal with this bill when you give us your opinion, presumably the kind of opinion the court or the legislature wanted. Now, the court demurred, as I recall, in that case, for, you know, properly stated reasons. It didn't talk about a blackjack or shakedown or anything, but that was a very questionable request. You recall that one?
Vaguely. I don't have it fresh in mind.
Okay, let me ask you a little bit about another of your colleagues who, in the chronology of this whole matter, is about to depart. You know, it's 1973, and we have Thomas E. Brennan, who is engaged in some other pursuits, and he's about to leave the court. Now, do you recall that episode?
Well, yes. Tom had conceived the idea of sponsoring the formation of a law school. And as you know, the legislature had toyed with the idea of creating a law school in the Lansing area for a long time, because many legislators felt they wanted to go to law school. And they were never able to bring that about for reasons that I don't know. But I felt, as Tom felt, that another law school in outstate Michigan would be very beneficial. And I encouraged him as much as I could in his efforts to develop this law school. Some of the other members of the court did not think it was a good idea. And
the matter would come up, would it, in conference?
Yes. We'd talk about it. We'd talk about it informally. I don't know that we ever talked about it formally. You could check that in the minutes of our meetings. But certainly informally, we talked about it a lot. And I remember T.M. Kavanaugh did not think that Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court should be spending any of his time thinking about creating a law school. And I think it was perhaps Tom's attitude that, Tom Kavanaugh's attitude, that eventually resulted in Tom Brennan's decision to leave the court and devote his full time to the law school.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting to the matter of court chemistry, there was a change and occurred as a result of this episode. Now, I think it was late 73, toward the end of the year, November or somewhere in there, Tom Brennan resigned and prospectively said he was going to leave the court in a certain date, not too far distant.
Right.
And so then you got another colleague by appointment.
Right.
And that was another former colleague on the Court of Appeals, right?
Exactly so, John Warner Fitzgerald.
Right. So
then this may be of interest to you. Both Chuck Levin and I have very respect for John Fitzgerald as a judge and as a person. And John, like most of us who'd been on the Court of Appeals, had a great affection for that court and the colleagues and the camaraderie that that court had at that time was a beautiful thing. So Chuck and I leaned on John Fitzgerald to get him to accept an appointment to the court.
What's that mean?
Absolutely. And he was not, he was perfectly content to stay where he was. And we convinced him that we, as a court, we needed him on the court. And he finally agreed. And of course, I don't know the mechanics of how it was, the appointment was brought about. I wasn't privy to any of that. But I know that both Chuck and I lobbied John Fitzgerald very hard to accept it if it came about.